Welcome to Planet Business, the bullshit free zone.
All right. Welcome to the Planet Business Show today. We are so glad that you tuned in to be with us here. And I want to start by introducing our special guest. We've got Donna Kozik with us here today. And Donna, if you want to. And we have sound effects.
That's the way I feel about her. She's awesome.
So thank you for joining us on the show. We are excited to dive in and have a conversation with you here.
It's definitely my pleasure and my privilege. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. So a couple of fun facts for people about Donna. You grew up on a dairy farm in Pennsylvania. You've lived a few other places since then. You've been published in more books and publications than we can count. One of them that caught my attention, especially right now, was Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and it's all small stuff. And you're also the creator of the Write a Book in a Weekend program.
Love it. Love it.
Yep.
Short version of the bio there.
Welcome to the show, Donna. We didn't want to do a long one because I'd rather have people get content from me. They can look up the bio stuff below the video and click on whatever we're going to awesome thing. I'm not going to tell you what we're giving you, but it's awesome. So I just want to talk to this lady because I met her at the same time I met Michelle, actually. And I was instantly blown away. I sat there, and sometimes I forget to actually produce shows when I'm running them. And Donna was one of those people where I was just paying attention to what she was saying. And the team was like, what do we do? Like, they were looking at me like, and I was like, oh, sorry. I got caught up in it. So I'm glad you're here. And, you know, Michelle's kind of spearheading this one. But I'm just going to listen and see if I can pick your brain for anything, too.
All right. Well, I guess with that, we'll dive into some questions here. Instead of going the typical, you know, tell us what you do route, you mentioned something in Facebook Messenger when we were chatting that I thought would be really interesting to share with the audience. And that is, what are you seeing right now in our space? What's changed? How's it affecting you, your business, your clients? Let's start with that.
Yeah, you know, so we are in the midst of this pandemic, a few months into it. And I noticed right away how some of the marketing messages coming across my Facebook feed were just sounding tone deaf. Mm. And some of the emails were, where it's like, you know, make six figures in overnight, you know, and build your email list and all that. Not that that stuff isn't important or there isn't a place for that, but I just feel right now, It just wasn't working with me. And the more people I talked to, it really wasn't working with them or for them either. So I started doing some research on this and just kind of like grabbing links to articles and posts and things that I thought were working and could identify kind of what was going on. Mm. I have three different areas where I think people are going to. So for your marketing message, I would kind of look to one of these three areas. And the first one is nostalgia. Right now, people are really looking kind of at the past. Here's my first car. You know, here's our family dinners because we're at a loss.
Yeah,
we're having a feeling of loss right now, which is my second thing that I'm noticing. And the third one is inspiration, where people are looking for something to make them feel a little bit more optimistic as we're coming out of this. And just one, just an example of this with the whole loss area. I don't know if you guys remember, but about 6 months ago, the big go-to topic for everybody was productivity, like find time. Yeah. Everybody's so busy and stuff like that. And while that changed, what's been going on. And so now I think it's changed to something more of reflection and kind of an internal thing. Like, okay, where am I in this world right now? How am I processing this? What do I have to share with other people? So I have different thoughts about that, but that's just a little sample.
Okay, so first of all, I haven't created my writer downer alert yet, nugget alert. I'm going to make a graphic that actually, when somebody says something that people should be taking out a pen and paper or writing on their iPad with their Apple Pencil or typing it into their notes or whatever. Those three things she just said, we have had no less than, seven or eight guests on where we asked the same basic question. It's a different version for Donna, but that's what's going on right now, so the questions are topical. She's the first person who has actually answered it with not one kind of answer, but three solid answers because you went out and did research. Yeah. So write those things down. It was loss. Well, what was the first one? For nostalgia,
the
loss?
The first one is nostalgia. It's actually, you can remember it by past, present, and future. Mm-hmm. Past is nostalgia. Present is loss, and future is inspiration.
There you go.
I like that.
Write those down.
It's funny because I hadn't really thought about it in those terms until you said that. But when I'm sitting here thinking back at what I'm seeing on Facebook and what's actually working places, too,
what's actually not tone deaf.
That is what I'm seeing is a lot of people posting those kind of things, the memories that are happy, the current status and feeling, and then looking for that what's next inspiration.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a great way to break it down.
Yeah, nobody's broke it down that succinctly. That's the God's honest truth. That was amazing. Good start. Man,
that's good. It's all downhill from here.
Well, that just means we're coasting. We're coasting from this point on. That's all that means.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, let's see. So, I mean, that is a really, really important thing to think about is whatever you're doing right now marketing-wise, you don't want it to sound tone deaf. You want to be plugged into what are people thinking? What are the current thoughts already?
Yeah, you can't get the formula from some book or from some course that you got read, took part in last year or learned from last year, because it's going to be out of step with what people are looking for, what they're feeling actually is more important.
Right. And you don't want to steamroll over those feelings. I see a lot of people also just putting out there, like, you know, just kind of like pick yourself up by your bootstraps and get on with it. And I'm like, there is no way I would ever put out a message like that, because we're all coming from different places and going through different things that, you know, we won't even know about.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why I think reflection is so important, because it is a processing time for us.
Yeah. Great.
Well, and interesting that you said book, and you're talking about reflection and stories and where we're all coming from, because I know the main thing that you focused on for more than a decade in business is really giving people ways to get their story out, to get more visibility. And that's something that no matter what's going on in the world around us is incredibly important. So let's talk about that for a minute and what people's options are right now for getting their story out there, whether it's business or whether it's something personal that's tied to that nostalgia or what's going on in the country.
It's just such an amazing time right now. I mean, look at us, right? Mm-hmm. Here doing a podcast on camera. I was texting someone before this. I'm like, I'm getting online to do a podcast now, but we do them on Zoom, so I have to put my makeup on. It's not just, you know, hooking up the microphone to the computer. Mm-hmm. So what I love is just all the options that we have available now, between YouTube, social media. I mean, you guys all know them. And then writing, of course, writing video, audio, so many options. I think the problem is people can feel like overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, which one do I do? And I just encourage them to pick one, get started what feels most comfortable to you, and then work it.
Yeah.
Right. So on the topic of books, and you and Michelle were talking about this just sort of as we were warming up, you kind of shifted away from the full book publishing, and you've been focusing on the Kindle samplers. Yep. What was the catalyst for that? What inspired you to do that?
Actually, the Kindle samplers is part of a publishing program I have. So right now I'm just kind of doing an A to Z publishing program for people called Rising Stars that helps them not only write a book, but we put a sample chapter, what I call one shining chapter, in a Kindle sampler for them to help them build their platform while they go and then finish their solo book.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
So it's kind of the strategy is releasing a preview of it before the full book is done?
Exactly. And I got this idea from Simon & Schuster. Because they did it with their summer reads a few years ago. And I thought, well, heck, that's a great idea to give a little sample of some different authors, because in reading their sampler, I actually bought four of the five novels that they had in the sampler. And I thought, why couldn't I do that for some of my authors?
Okay, so I want to just jump in with something. And I only say this when I think it happens about once every three or four podcasts, because we do have some amazing guests. If you're part of Donna's audience, you already know this, so I'm not talking to you, although maybe I am. But if you're part of our audience or somebody who's new, just showing up, listen to what this woman says, okay? Because look at what she just did. She took something that she sees that's functioning. You took something that you see is functioning. I'm talking about you in the third person, like you're not here. And you applied it to a methodology that people can actually use that, to me, I that sounds like magic to me. That makes perfect sense, and I bet you nobody really thought about taking that and applying it. So pay attention to what she says. Always go follow her, of course, when you're done watching. Okay, finish watching this, and then follow her immediately if you're part of our audience. But I mean, that's just genius. You're like a gifted genius, lady. I thought maybe I was like, well, maybe I just liked her on the day when we were doing the broadcast, because I haven't really followed Jacinta. I was like, maybe I just thought maybe it's just that day or whatever. I just got mesmerized or something. But like, no, you've reconfirmed that I was not wrong, and I do like being right. As Michelle knows.
Well, you know, when something happens rarely.
So follow up question to that. So a lot of people have stories, you know, that they're, you know, thinking about turning into a book, or, you know, they want to write a book for their business, what advice would you give them, you know, about specifically where to start with that? Where do they begin with that?
So I think that there is a tie-in between the stories and their business. Mm-hmm. And sometimes your story is part of your business, right? Almost every author has some kind of story, and I encourage them to put that in the introduction of their book, where they just kind of write down kind of what they're talking about, why it's important, and why they're the ones to write the book about it, like the rest of the book, and then who they're talking to. If you can get started answering those questions, you have a good start to the introduction to your book and then to the content itself, because everything has been driven from answering those questions. You just expand on them.
All right, you got a follow-up to that one?
Yeah. Actually, my follow-up would be to go the opposite direction, because I know the questions I get from people are either they have too many stories and they don't know how to decide which one to share, or they feel like they don't have any stories. So what would you say if we've got people who listening who are like, I know the value of getting a book done, and right now I happen to maybe have some more time on my hands to actually dive in and work on a book, but I don't know, I don't feel like I have a story. I don't feel like I have something to share. Where would you advise them to start to find that?
Yeah, so when you're starting out, like kind of a prompt when you're talking about your story, and it can be overwhelming. It's like, on one hand, like all this stuff has happened. So I encourage people to think about the decision points in their lives or their life-changing moments, right? So sit back and reflect and identify five different moments in time where things changed for you. And then write those, because a problem that some people have when they're writing personal memoirs are like, well, first I was born in this hospital, and then I went to this elementary school, and like that is so boring. It's boring to read, and it's even boring to write. So
back to the drawing board for me.
But that's what we're scared of, right? A lot of us, we're scared that if we actually put down our story and try to write it, that it will be boring, right? None of us want to write a boring book. Like, that's never the goal. Sometimes I'll read a book and I'm like, I know this is not the book this person wanted to write. I don't want to be that person, right? So that's a great point.
That makes me sad.
Because a lot of people, I think, try to write a book in a vacuum instead of getting help and getting beta readers and getting a coach and support.
I totally understand.
And it's a mistake. Source,
but even still, the fact that when you're reading the book and you think that to yourself, like, this isn't the book they wanted to write. That's a sad thing. It makes me sad that they you know, didn't know what to do. And that's why they should be following Donna.
Well, and that's the value, really, in having a coach and having somebody who can help guide you, because we don't know what we don't know.
Right.
And it's so helpful to have somebody be able to say, like the example you just give, find five turning points in your life.
Turning points is key.
And start with one of those. I wouldn't have ever thought to approach it that way. But
I don't know if you heard
really
what I just
smart.
Said, but you didn't laugh at it. I said, turning points, that's the key. Did you turning key? All right, whatever.
That's why we have sound effects, so I know when to laugh.
What breaks your heart, Donna? What breaks your heart?
What breaks my heart are those books that aren't written.
Even worse.
They're like, oh, this isn't the book that somebody meant to read or meant to write. But I'm worried about those people still sitting on the couch thinking, I don't know where I would start. Yeah. And then the answer to the other part of your question, Michelle, is like, what if you feel like you don't have anything to write? Then I would look for inspiration and things like inspirational quotes. You know, for instance, in my Write a Book in a Weekend program, in the first call, I always quote Reverend Michael Beckwith, who says that the pain pushes us until the vision pulls us. And then I ask people to reflect on that a little bit. And I talk about that vision of being an author to pull you forward. You know, we all know the pain. What's the vision to pull you forward? So go find some inspirational quotes that speak to you, and then start writing from them. Use them as writing prompts for yourself. And I think that you'll find that you have more to say than you thought.
I love that. And it's interesting that you say that, because there's so many times I've had conversations with people that they feel like they don't have a story to tell or something in them that could be a book. And from my perspective, I'm looking at them going, you have done amazing things in your life. Just look at where you came from, where you're at now. That's something that would inspire others if you were willing to share it.
Why do you suppose, I've thought about writing a book many times. I got like three things that I know I could write about. But my thing isn't that I don't think it would be interesting. My thing, this is actually my thing and reason why I don't do it. But I have a question that's not my thing, right? Because my thing isn't, oh, I'm going to write an interesting book. I know I would write an interesting book. I'm worried that it would be too interesting,
yes,
and I'd get myself in trouble because
the orders will be coming.
That's actually my thing. But why do you think a lot of people, and I'm being serious. Like I start and I go, I can't say that. If I say that, and then I don't want to change the name because it feels disingenuous. Change names because it feels disingenuous. But but it seems like most people's problem is they feel like they're not interesting. I find almost every human being to be interesting. It just depends on how they express themselves. And as a marketing person, my thing is to help them express themselves in kind of a different way, like in a way that's going to get people's attention. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like that's what seems like what Donna actually helps people with. I mean, because
I
have to
find. I thought you were
going to
say, I find myself fascinating. So I don't know.
Clearly, you have met Mars.
But the question there is, what's stopping you there is something that we're going to solve right now. And you're worried about what will other people say, or if I'm going to talk about an ex or, you know, something like that.
It's mostly business. So, business associates is what I would
say. Right. Business associates, whoever it might be. Here's the good news you're not going to write it in a Google Doc and it's going on Amazon tomorrow. Okay. Right. There's a process to it. And you always have control of that process, and you can decide when you want to stop it and when to keep it going. Yeah. Secondly, there's no such thing as wasted writing. Even if it's not published, because it goes back to what I was talking about earlier, but it's healing. It is healing to write. Huh. So if we have some sore spots or some tender spots about somebody in our life, then writing about it can actually help you. And I say there's no wasted writing, because even if it doesn't end up in a book, it could lead to something that will.
What a beautiful way to frame it.
Yeah. Honestly. That is, and that's so true. I mean, I'm not even going to confess how many times I've sat down and started to write a book and have not finished the process. But whatever's come out has always been things that either I needed to get out that just helped me process and think about them differently, or became a million other things in my business, blog posts and ebooks and all sorts of other stuff. So anytime I've even started the process, it's been really valuable. At some point I need to finish the process.
So the key is not to look at it too myopically, is what you're saying. Like no matter what.
Well, and in your case, have a legal review before you publish.
No, but my question was that actually helped me. But the question I actually had is, why do most people think that they're not, what's going on there? Like, why do such a large bunch of people think that whatever they write's not going to be interesting? I think everybody has a different story, and things that are the most specific are the most general. So if you tell, you know, if you tell a story that's about you and you think, well, nobody's going to relate to this because this is specifically about me. In marketing, the things that are the most specific to you are the most general to everyone, because you're a person and they're people, and so they find a way to resonate with it on their own. But why do you think, Donna, why do you think that people don't, what's the block there with most people being worried that they're not going to be interesting? Because I would disagree with that across the board.
Right. I think it's probably a human coping mechanism that we have, because if we look at everything bad, so quote unquote bad, that happens to us, it could cause us just to kind of hunker down and say, you know what, I'm not going to go out there and do anything. But so we can still have that perseverance, that resilience of the human spirit. That's why we discount the battles, the items that we've been through. So a part of that is discounting then the interest level of that. But in fact, you're right. It is interesting what happens.
Huh. Okay.
Never thought about it that way, but that makes sense. Yeah.
I don't know how you'd write that one down, but if you want to write a really long sentence, that was also a writer downer, because that makes perfect sense. Like the thing is we have to think a certain way about ourselves as a coping mechanism. Yeah. And one of the ways a lot of people think about themselves is, well, this isn't going to be interesting. And because of the coping mechanism itself, that's good.
Yeah,
or you could write down the affirmation, you know, what I have to say is interesting. Yes. What I have to say wants to be heard. Something like that, if that can help reframe and help you out to encourage you to keep writing.
Great.
You know, I think one interesting example of what you were just saying about the things that are most specific to us, the things that we think maybe nobody will identify with, but actually are super general. Everybody identifies because it's human. Mm-hmm. We were talking about before we went live, Donna, and that's the story that you told at the Overnight
Cats.
Authority event about your cats and about being able to buy cat food for them and that being a motivator, you know, for you. And I think even people who weren't
not being able to buy cat food for them.
Yeah, to be more specific. Yeah.
You're right, because what people do, and this happens in marketing too, the fact that it's called marketing is just the counting of the numbers part, like the parts you measure, but it really is telling stories. That's what good marketing is. It is understanding how to communicate something in a way that people will relate to it and change a belief state and take an action, basically. And so books are mostly that same thing. Yeah. They're just, this is called authoring versus marketing, but or writing versus authoring. But yeah, so even if I don't have a cat, I'm a dog guy. But my mind, yeah, as a human being, I automatically, you know this. You have, yes, my dog's here with you right now. You know that.
Yes, you're not a cat person.
She hasn't barged in on us. Well, cats are all right. But even if I don't have cats, if somebody's telling a story, which I remember, I'm not a cat person. At that point, I had three dogs, you know. And what I thought in my head when she brought that up was, man, if I didn't have enough money. I actually thought about my daughters too, but like, yeah, I was thinking pets too. I was like, man, that would suck. Not being able to feed my dogs. And it got me right in the heart. Because the thing that was specific to her, yep, was also specific to me, thus making it specific to a lot of people, thus making it general, you know? Yeah. So that's very true, what she just said, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, and it's one of those things that I think the more we're willing to share those stories, even if we're uncertain about whether people will connect with it, you'd be surprised just how well people will connect with the stories that you have to share. And what you said about books and marketing, I think that's why a book is such a powerful tool in your marketing.
Yeah, sure.
Because you've got somebody's attention. And I can tell you, like, I don't remember every podcast I listen to or every, nope, blog that I look at or every email I get, but I do remember the books I read, and I can tell you what those people's stories were. And so it's such a different way of being able to connect with people. I mean, I'm a reader, so, you know, there's that.
She makes me read with her every night, Donna. I just want you to know. She forces me at gunpoint. I never used to read, and since I've been with Michelle.
For clarification, I do not force anyone to read. I just strongly suggest that really reading is a good idea.
But she suggested that we read a book together every night, and we've been doing that for, I don't know, long. I lost track now, and I've probably read all the books I've read in my life pre-Michelle, I've read probably twice that many now. But I'll give you a reason why I think a book is such a special place to connect with people. Because it's that thing Maya Angelou said. She's famous for saying people don't remember what you say or what you do. They only remember how you make them feel.
Yeah.
A book gives you a chance. It's the only thing. A song can kind of do it too. I think a song and a movie, okay? But a book, a song, and a movie are the only three things I can think of that takes people through a linear process that runs them through a gamut of emotional dynamic, like emotions, basically, right? Yeah. Where you have a chance to inspire in them, trigger in them, several dozen emotions over the span of that book. And so you remember the feeling, right? Or the feelings, really. It's multiple feelings versus like a meme gives you one.
Really,
feeling.
Actually, yeah, it's such an intimate experience.
Yeah.
To read when you think about it, because the author's words are going directly into your mind and into your heart silently.
Yeah, right.
It's magic.
Yeah.
And they can make you feel, and they can make you think, and then they plant themselves there and you remember them for months or years later.
Yeah.
Oh, it gives me the chills.
You know who's magic, Donna? You're magic. You're like a magical unicorn. And Michelle's the one that suggested that we have Donna on. And I can't tell you how glad I am that we have had her on this show. So let's do this because we don't want to keep her for too long. Yes. I would like to maybe at some point circle back around with Donna and do a deeper dive on a specific topic, put something in the membership site, maybe a few months from now even. But you're amazing. And I don't have anything else to say on that. It's going to sound like I'm flattering you, and I just think you're amazing, but I want to acknowledge it out loud. So.
Well, I don't think I know anybody else who has helped so many people get their books written and out there. And that's an amazing thing to do for the world, to be able to help give voice to whatever it is that people have that they want to share.
Between us, we know probably a dozen people who help people write books. And I love you all. Yes. I'm not denigrating or downing anybody, but I will say you have an amazing gift for it that is, I would say, probably unique amongst even all the people that I know, and some of them are like real famous for actually, you know, doing it too. So I'm really glad we had you on. What I want to do is I actually want to tell people where they can get, how they can follow her, and what she's giving them something. I know we're going to give away something, right? We have to, because I want them to like experience a little bit more Donna.
All right. So Donna, we'll let you share what's the free gift that that you've got that we can guide our listeners and watchers, viewers to today.
Well, thank you. And thank you too. Again, it is my privilege to be here. It really is. And I do feel that I have found my calling and my passion. I'm so glad that I have in showing people how to get published. That's my mission in life. And you wouldn't be surprised that the free gift I have for you is a free book planner. And you can find that at freebookplanner.com.
Awesome.
And then you'll get an invitation to my Business Authors Association on Facebook. We have a lot of fun there too, and good networking.
Perfect. All right. So you heard that here for everybody watching. There will be a link somewhere near where you are listening or watching us here today where you can go to find out more about Donna and to get that business book planner to help you get those ideas, those stories out of your head and into a plan so you can actually take action on it. Now's a great time to get your book written.
Can't think of a better time than right now. We have been provided with a huge opportunity.
Absolutely. All right. So wherever you are watching or listening to us today, hit like, comment, rate us, subscribe, share this episode with anyone you know who has a story or a message that they want to get out there in a bigger way.
Absolutely. And we will see you in the next episode. How come I didn't get to say anything today? How come I didn't get to tell them to hit like or
because
smash?
Because you keep telling them to do violent things when I let you give the call to action.
That's because all the calls to action, they're slightly violent. It's like, hit like. Can we just tap it? No, then smash it with a sledgehammer. Anyway, I'm gonna end on that. And I really, Donna, I can't thank you enough for being here. Yes. This has been one of my favorite interviews in the last couple months. And at the end of the day, I think it's because you're so brilliant, but also because she's so genuine, and there's not enough of that in the world. So follow this lady. That's what I will end with. Follow this lady, and thank you for watching Planet.